Hallelujah, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Please be seated. You know, it is a happy morning. Jesus Christ is risen today. And this is the feast of the victory of our God. All passages of the hymns that we have been singing so far this morning. Such a happy morning. I hope that you're happy to be here and happy to be celebrating Jesus' resurrection. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
Say that to your neighbor. Yes, I'm happy to be here. Now, as I was thinking about the scriptures today, I opened them up and I was reading and reflecting on what I was going to say. If you were a Harry Potter fan. Yes, you? Then it was probably surprising that the last verse of the Paul's first letter to the Corinthians that we heard read just a moment ago, the last enemy to be destroyed is death, is in Harry Potter. Yeah, you knew that. It's in Deathly Hallows, the last book in the original Harry Potter series. I know there's another one that's about to come out. Harry and Hermione discover that quote carved into Harry's parents' tombstone in the cemetery in Godric's Hollow. Now, for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, this is my mom would have no idea what I was talking about. Just know that J.K. Rowling, the author of the best-selling series, borrowed those words from the Apostle Paul. And in an interview in 2007, she said that the verse of Scripture, the one that we heard, was key to understanding the meaning of her story. Thousands of pages, 8 movies, hundreds of characters, twists and turns and plot, and she said, the last enemy to be destroyed is death, is the key to understanding it all. Pretty easy, huh? One line of scripture, one verse, summarizes everything that she was writing about. Now, I bring it up because this scripture is also important to this day that we celebrate. The Corinthians, whom Paul was writing, were confused about the resurrection. Not really confusion. I mean, they had doubts. They had doubts that the resurrection applied to them. And Paul had spent considerable time with the people of Corinth, teaching them about God and about Jesus, and he was defending the faith to which he had converted. Paul's conversion experience had taken place years earlier as he traveled to Damascus to persecute the followers of Jesus on behalf of the chief priest. He was blinded by a vision of the resurrected Jesus. And Jesus in that vision called Paul to stop persecuting him and to instead follow him. Paul's vision of resurrection transformed his life. He made a 180-degree turn in what he was doing and with whom he associated. And in this first letter that he wrote to the Corinthians, Paul tried to prove to them that Jesus' resurrection, what he had seen firsthand, proved that death had been conquered. And not just for Jesus, but for everyone. That triumph didn't eliminate grief, but it assured us, the inheritors of this resurrection, of the eternal resurrected life in God's heavenly kingdom. Now, Paul is not specific about how this will play out, but Paul is confident that God will not allow death to overcome love. Coincidentally, that is the same theme played out in the final chapters of Harry Potter. Love will overcome everything. Now, Paul is only one of the people we hear about today who experienced the resurrection. Mary from Magdala, which is up near the Sea of Galilee, was the first to experience the resurrection. Now, you might have heard things about her, salacious rumors. Don't believe it. Dan Brown is not in charge here. Mary is Jesus' key disciple, the most faithful one. And Jesus met her early in his ministry and freed her from 7 demons. And after he did that, she listened to him. She followed him. She followed Jesus wherever he went. Thankfully, she was there in the end. Because without her, the empty tomb may never have been discovered. She was there on that Easter morning, and she ran to tell Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, or as we know him from this passage, the one who was the fastest. He raced back, they raced back there, and he beat Peter to the tomb. And they discovered that it was empty, and then the disciples left, leaving only Mary. She waited outside, weeping. And while she wept, she was the first to experience the resurrection. She initially mistook Jesus for a gardener. But when he spoke her name, she knew it was him. And she let the other disciples know, and Jesus visited them too. Those who experienced the resurrection firsthand were transformed by it. Their lives were turned upside down, and the experience passed forward to subsequent generations became what we know of as Christianity. It led us to recreate it in our annual sojourn through Holy Week as we walk in the footsteps of Jesus through the Last Supper and the betrayal and the arrest and the trial and the cross. And after replaying the agony of the crucifixion, we pause outside the tomb until this morning, this Easter morning, when the rekindled light shines forth again and our voices are raised in a joyful Alleluia. Jesus is still resurrected. But that doesn't mean we aren't without our doubts. Like the Corinthians, we wonder about eternal life. We wonder about peace. We wonder about the light of Christ. We grieve those we love but see no longer. We worry about our own precarious hold on life. We fear terrorist attacks like the one in Brussels earlier this week and others that take place all around the world. Danger is around us. We join the generations of people who get caught up in asking, why? And when we ask that question, it results in us forgetting about the hope provided by Jesus. The resurrection is an Alleluia moment. But will we hold on to it? Will we put our hope in the love of God? Will that hope last beyond this very service and this very space? Let's return to the cemetery at Godric's Hollow. I got my trivia people. I told them that I was going to call them. There was another scriptural reference on another tomb discovered by Harry and Hermione in that cemetery. Camilla, what is it? Do you want a lifeline? Who is it, Lauren? What is it?
Where your treasure is, there your heart
will be also. Ah. Uh-huh. Oh, that was the other one you were thinking about. That is on the tomb of Dumbledore's sister, Ariana. It's from Jesus' Sermon on the Mount. See, Harry Potter is a story about love. And not romantic love, although there is some of that in there. It is love for good. It is love engendered in hope. And when Harry finally discovers what he treasures most is others, friends and family, the feelings that he has for them, when he discovers that, he puts everything he has into it. He gives his life for it. We can be distracted by the trappings of this world. We can be fooled into being safe at all costs. We can be so self-focused that we never grieve. We can seek what society tells us we need, money and long life. I mean, it's what the European explorers were seeking in, when they were coming to this new world, what they thought was a new world. It is what we are told will provide us with abundant treasure. Money and long life are the two things most humans would choose above all. The trouble is, humans do have a knack of choosing precisely those things that are worst for them. On this day, we celebrate the love of Jesus. Jesus is love. He gave everything so that we could glimpse the love of God. And this Easter day is about acknowledging that living with hope and love are the ultimate gifts. They provide us something beyond our understanding. They provide us with perspective about the meaning of life. They deepen our relationships with our family and with our friends. Love deepens our relationship with God. As we celebrate the destruction of the last enemy, that being death, let us remember to live in hope and love every day. For that is the gift of Easter. It is a spiritual discipline. It is an acknowledgement of our interconnectedness as children of God. It is about discovering the greatest treasure and then aligning our heart with it. Because Jesus overcame death through love. Love defeats everything. Jesus' love conquered it for all people. And it makes everything possible. So let us proclaim the joy of this day. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.